and that brings an end to the game. 117 to 16 is how it's finished. Ronan McDermott with his second point of the game and probably the score of the match too to end things up.
That's as good of a score as you'll see anywhere, like, you know. But again, it was Donegal defence turned the ball over. Young Donnelly came out and slipped the ball to Ronan and a fine strike over the bar. Look, Donegal will be very, very happy with that performance today. They were the hungrier team from the off. They looked really, really glued in. Everyone knew what they were at. And it just went at Wicklow today, and Wicklow had no answer from. So, look, it's a very, very important, as we said earlier, win these home games, because you have a tricky trip away to Derry and to Kerry without Roscommon to meet then to finish out. And hopefully be in a position then, pressing on for a semi-final, like, you know. But, look, actually, Brian Mack said to me today that Wicklow beat them here in the league. He said, we have them here in the first round of the championship, and said, we will beat them. And, like, then after the performance last day, look, I thought they were coming with something, all right, but I never expected it to be such a comprehensive victory as it was today. But look, fair play to Donegal, hungrier team, better team, worked the ball better, took their chances in front of the post, and that's what it's all about. So,
and you could see that intent in them, Eugene, from the off here, and particularly from those early stages, from the 4th to the 13th minute. There was a 9-minute period there where they offloaded 7 unanswered scores. They had Wicklow in the back foot. The visitors had no answer to that spell from Donegal. And really, after that, it seemed to be, you always felt there was only going to be one winner here.
Yeah, very true. Like, you know, as I said before, you can have periods of dominance in a game, but Donegal made a count on the scoreboard. And, you know, and then, as I said, they never took the foot off the pedal, then they drove on, and from a long way out, there probably only was going to be one winner outside of maybe Padraig Boyle getting his hand on a ball, maybe sticking in the net or something like that. But outside of that, there didn't seem to be a plan B for Wicklow here today.
Yeah, well, Wicklow, the league champions, struggled, so they did. They only had 3 points scored in the first half. And by the time they got their fourth point, it came on 45 minutes, and that was almost 20 minutes before their previous score. So they struggled today in front off the post, Wicklow. They had 11 wides. Yes, the goal and the point from Cash close to the end, it would probably change things. They finished up with 1-6. Donegal had 1-17, and they had 9 different scores. Ronan McDermott with the score of the game right at the end. He finished with 2 points. Liam McKinney in the league final stepped up with 1-8. He got 6 today. There was a handful of those frees and a 65. Rory Campbell got in the score sheet. Jerry Gilmore had 2 points today. Richie Ryan scored 1-1. He finished off that goal after a lovely move by Donegal. Josh Cronley-McGee scored 2 points, and also stepping in with scores as well, Peter Kelly and Brian McIntyre also adding their names to the score list. But the Donegal management will be very pleased with how the championship has started, for sure. Mickey McCann will be delighted, though, his players responded to that league defeat and how they managed the game today and the entire attitude during the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, they worked very, very hard. Hunter impacts all over the field, like, you know. So look, as I said before, it wasn't perfect. They got involved in a few things there that unnecessarily, you know, a bit of scrappy ball at times. Like, they have a few things to work with, which is always good. But look, for this Wicklow team aren't finishing this championship either. Like, you know, they are far better than what they've shown today. Just they came up against a hungrier, more determined Donegal team today, who were just more accurate in front of the post.
And of course, Donegal's next game is away to Kerry. Just checking in, Kerry are going to beat Meath in Meath. It's 3-17 to 12, and in the closing stages there, Kerry would be seen as one of the favourites for us. That's going to be a mighty test down in Kerry, but Donegal will go there with confidence.
They will go there with confidence. Like, you know, I suppose they had Kerry here last year, the year before in the league, and they beat them and haven't seen them since. But Kerry, you know, you would imagine that they are there, thereabouts. They'll be looking for a place in the final themselves, Meath. But look, with that performance there today, Donegal, you know, you wouldn't bet against them being thereabouts come the business end of this championship. So look, you get on, you'll see really where you're at when you're down in Kerry the next day. It'll be probably, you know, faster paced game. But look, it should be one that should be relishing now.